With the help of Hashem, we are learning today's Perek Rambam, the 8th chapter of Hilchas Avodah Zarah. Rambam writes in Halacha Gimel that Yisrael shezakaf levena lihishtachvisla, that if God forbid a Jew stands up a brick that belongs to the Jew, and his intent is to bow down to it, but v'lo hishtachvala, but he did not worship it. However, then uba oivet kichavim v'hishtachvala, then came a non-Jew and did bow down to his brick. Even though there is a rule, my friends, that ein adam oiser davar she'eino shaloi, that a person doesn't have the power to forbid something that doesn't belong to him. So you can argue, so what if the guy bowed down to the brick? It doesn't belong to the guy. Nevertheless, Paskins the Rambam, asara bahana'a, the guy's bowing down does make this brick into an idol, thus making it forbidden even for one to derive benefit from it. Why? Shazkifasa, because the Jews standing up the brick in itself is considered a maisa. It's considered the action. It's considered the deed. So once a Yid did a deed to his brick, even though he didn't bow down to it later, now that empowers the action of the goy's worship to indeed affect the status of the brick. Now, the source of the Rambam Salacha is from the Gemara Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Gimel. And what we learn over there is the Gemara is asking a question: how can Hashem tell us? Why did Hashem tell us that when we enter the Holy Land, we have to destroy all of the trees that were worshipped by the Goyim as an Avodah Zarah? The land of Israel doesn't even belong to them. Same concept. Ein Adam Oyser Davar She'ein Ashaloi. Answers the Gemara that since the Yidden, tragically, and I'm quoting the Gemara, Mida polchu Yisrael le'egel, since the Yidden worshipped the egel, so they revealed through that idol worship that they are content with Avodah Zarah, sadly. So now the Goyim in Israel that bow down to these trees, making them into a Asherah tree, they are as if they are out, they are viewed as our shluchim. In other words, it's only after the Jews worship the eagle, that is what empowered the goyis serving, worshiping the Asherah trees, rendering them into Avodah Zarah. So the Rebbe in Likutei Sichas Chelik Yud Aleph on page 147 says a gewaltige insight into better appreciating the story of Aaron HaKohen's involvement in the Egel Azov. And as the big known question is, how is it Shaykh that Aaron the Kohen Gadol, that he was somehow connected to Avodah Zarah by making the Egel? So the Rebbe says, what are we learning over here? That if someone is worshiping an idol that does not belong to him, if the owner didn't prior do a deed, then the latter's worshiping doesn't affect anything. Says the Rebbe Gevaldik that when Aaron HaKohen asked the Yidden that they should bring to him the raw material from which he was going to make the egel, the words in the pasuk is, he told them, "Parku nizmei hazav, take off your golden jewelry, v'haviu elai, and bring it to me." Is medayik the Rebbe that Aaron HaKohen did not tell the Yidden, "Take off your golden jewelry, usenuli, and give them to me." He dafka did not want to take ownership. It remained the property of its original owners, even though the Jews, sadly, were already expressing willingness to be involved in idol worship. But before you do a deed, it has no effect, as we just read in the Rambam. It's only because the original Jews standing up of the brick that the Rambam says, Shez kifasa maisa, it's only when the owner does an action does that then empower someone else to make it forbidden. Which means, says the Rebbe, that when Aaron made the egel, it had no din of an Avodah Zarah at all. It's only after, tragically, midapolchu Yisrael le'egel, later when they bow down to it, that is what affected the egel into the status of an Avodah Zarah. And then, as the Gemara mentions, and that also from then on, the goyim that worshipped idols in Israel also had a power to affect those items to become avodah zara items. Aaron HaKohen, when he made the eagle, it had no din of a avodah zara at all at that time.